Don News.
Nominations for student elections open today.
Executive committee convene over matter regarding sound files.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
It's Monday, the 5th of March. With today's Star headlines, I'm Denora Smith.
And I'm Davini Babari. Nominations for the student elections open today and close on Friday at 5 in the evening. As of 5pm, seven people have been nominated for various positions, ranging from Association President to SSC Charities Officer, following the candidates' meeting on March 9th. The official campaigns will be launched after the nominees have been announced on the St Andrews election Twitter page, SA Elect.
Sam Fowles, Director of Representation, recently came under criticism for announcing and speaking out in favour of the formation of a Kate Kennedy Fellowship at a press conference, without making it sufficiently clear that he was expressing his personal opinion rather than that of the SRC. The executive committee convened to discuss the complaints and concluded that union sabbaticals must be more careful in future. A more detailed statement will, however, be issued in the near future. A petition in support of Fowles can be found on the union website.
Nominations for the Principal's Medal are now open. The Principal's Medal is an award made to students who have displayed exceptional endeavour and achievement during their time at St Andrews. Each award carries a value of £1,000 and a specially produced medal. Nominations can be made by the student themselves or by someone on their behalf. The closing date for nominations is the 23rd of March. Further information is available from Dr. Fiona Thompson, the Executive Officer to the Principal's Office.
Last Thursday, the Cameron Community Council hosted a debate about wind farm development. The council chairman, Gordon Ball, encourages councils all over Scotland to contemplate this issue. He argues on the grounds that Scotland's landscape is a major tourist draw, and wind farms might tarnish this image. On another note, One Fife SNP councillor, David McDiarmid, accused Strawn Stevenson of embarking on a Tory diatribe rather than a debate about wind farms. McDiarmid said that the audience deserved to hear speeches which lay out the facts and not political diatribe.
And finally, a new initiative to decrease the amount of seagulls in St Andrews has been launched. It involves using South American Harris hawks in an attempt to scare off the seagulls. Members of a local residents association approached the Angus-based company Senna Environmental Protection after years of annoyance from the animals. It's hoped that having the Harris hawks here will force the seagulls to return to more traditional breeding areas.
And those are today's headlines. More news in an hour or any time online on the news pages of the Star website.